If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may know you, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may continue to be filled with your Spirit as we prepare for the beginning of Lent next week, and as we are open to the reading today. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we're looking at the Queen of Sheba. And the Queen of Sheba, of course, is the queen of what we would today call Ethiopia. And so she's coming to visit Solomon in Israel to see all that she has heard, and she learns that everything she has heard is nothing compared to the truth. There's something powerful that we see in this, because she's recognizing Solomon's wisdom, and she's recognizing, in this case, Solomon's prosperity. And obviously, she sees this as a sign that if this is who Solomon is, then I am coming to honor him. And in doing so, I'm coming to honor his God, because they recognize the greatness of his God as manifested in Solomon. And so we see this powerful reality, but where is the source of Solomon's wisdom? And she realizes it right away, and she makes a very powerful statement. She realizes it because the Lord made him king. He didn't get there on his own, which would have been a major issue if Absalom had conquered David, because that wouldn't be said about Absalom. So there it is. The Lord makes Solomon king, and she says a powerful statement here. This is in the 9th verse of 1 Kings, and that is chapter 10. So it's almost the full verse, almost the end of the full verse of today's first reading. And she says that he has become king because of the Lord's love for Israel. She says that he may execute justice and righteousness. What is the point of a leader? A leader is there, a political leader is there to execute justice and righteousness. If there is a political leader who can claim that he has or she has the power of the throne, and she is there by virtue of what the Lord has asked her to do, or the Lord has asked him to do, then that person has to realize that his reason and or her reason for existence in that position is to bring forth justice and righteousness. Now, what does that mean? Because people will live in a society filled with peace if the society is filled with justice and righteousness. And justice is righteousness is doing what is best for all people, and the people who seek to follow the ways of the king and live a good life. Not a materially good life, I don't mean it that way, but live a life that brings peace to all. That's a land of justice and righteousness. So what is the reason for a leader to bring forth a land of justice and righteousness? If you're looking for a leader, and obviously we're called to elect leaders in nationally and locally every so many years, then we want someone who will bring forth justice and righteousness. And that's an important issue. Now, you notice I'm not going to mention any candidates, because I'm not. Because it's not because, well, I'm not going to do that because we, no, I'm not, because I'm just not doing that, because I'm not going to get involved in, is there a candidate bringing forth justice and righteousness? I'm not going to get into that at all. I'm just saying, this is the question. Of course, I will say this, we do have a media that doesn't get any of this, so we have to understand that. But we also want to define what is justice and righteousness and how we bring forth justice and righteousness. And we bring forth justice and righteousness by living holy lives on an individual level, and then on a family level, a community level, in our case, a state level, and then a national level. So these are all important. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back. So I have a suggestion for you. And basically, what I'm suggesting to you is that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. Now, you know that that's our chanted Mass. We, especially during the Liturgy of the Eucharist, I chant the Mass parts and people respond. And of course, we have our cantor there. We have our great cantors. We have our great organist. We have all that. So that's every single Sunday we have our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and that is our chanted Mass. You're welcome to come, but you may come to Mass and say, well, I'm not ready to contribute yet. I'm just coming. And, you know, but I don't want to have people staring at me, which they don't, by the way, to see if I'm dropping anything in the collection. Well, don't worry. All I'm going to ask you to do is write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. And that way, you know, you're making it clear that what we really are seeking from you is your presence. When you're ready to contribute, that's fine. But we're really seeking from you your presence. So you just take the word radio, put it down on a piece of paper, and you drop that in the collection, and that lets us know that you're here on that standing invitation. We don't know who you are, because, you know, we're not taking attendance or anything. Did that guy show up? Well, no, we don't do that. We do when someone is coming regularly and all of a sudden they're not there. Yeah, that's different. But I mean, you know, hey, we're going to see who's here today, huh? No, we don't do that. So anyway, drop the word radio on a piece of paper and drop that in the collection. And you are welcome to come here. Now, if you want to know where we are, we're located at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts. You can find our website at stanthonyallston.org. And remember, we are in the Allston area, just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike, but don't throw the stone. Well, we're back. And here we are. We're looking at this powerful teaching where we see the Queen of Sheba, which today we would call Ethiopia, is looking at all this power and wisdom that she sees in Solomon. But she also defines the reason for a political leader is to execute justice and righteousness. And so that's really what you're looking for in a political leader, and a true political leader is someone. And don't forget, that means on all different levels. It doesn't mean just the president. It means all the way down the line. And notice something else. That's what our political leaders are supposed to do. They're supposed to bring forth justice and righteousness. Well, how do they do that? You know, this is a question, and as I said before, that the media doesn't have a clue, and they don't. So one of the questions that I always bring out is, no one's going to ask this because they don't know how to ask this. And maybe I can say to our friends down the radio corridor a little further down that have that huge company that runs a lot of Catholic radio in this country and have a nightly news show. Do you ever ask the political leaders you have on your shows, do you pray? And that's probably one of the most important questions we can ask. Actually, we could even ask another question, just talking about the reality of what a political leader is supposed to do, as we see in this passage from 1 Kings. And that is 1 Kings chapter 10. That is a political leader is supposed to bring forth justice and righteousness. And you could ask a political leader, how do you define that? And do you work to do that? And know that you cannot be a good leader in the call that we have in this country. And no one other than John Adams would agree with me 100%, even though he was not a Catholic and established Protestantism as the official religion of Massachusetts, in case you didn't know that. But I think he would agree with me 100% that to ask people if they pray and ask them to define within the context of their prayer what is justice and righteousness. And notice earlier, which we talked about yesterday, that one of the key things we're called to do is to be people of forgiveness. Are we a people who forgive? And are we a people who bring forth justice and righteousness, who change people's lives, who lead people to? Are we those people? And if we're not those people, then that's something we have to look at as what it means to be a people who seek to elect their leaders, and their leaders are by definition called to bring forth justice and righteousness. They're also to bring forth forgiveness. And when they do all these things, they bring forth such things as a peaceful society. And that's an important thing. So keeping that in mind, especially as that election comes along, this is what you're actually looking for: someone who can build a society of righteousness and justice with forgiveness and peace, and bring all that together in service to our Lord, which is what Solomon was all about. We're going to talk more tomorrow, so have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.